What up, though? Like I
What
wasn't
up, what
sure.
up? In this
Hey,
post Super
man.
Bowl environment.
Yes, and post NBA. What just happened? The
Oh, the All-Star
official.
game. All-Star weekend?
Yeah,
Yeah, the All-Star weekend.
niggas trying to
Oh,
get
yeah.
rid of it, but I
Hey,
don't know
because
why we have the same
it's
conversation
boring.
every. We have the
It was
same
trash.
conversation every 5, 6 years. Like, how can we change the All-Star game? But I'm sorry, we too far in the weeds. Mia has not introduced podcast yet. Go ahead.
Well, welcome to All In with Ace, a group of eight friends that met in college 20 plus years into the future decided to do a podcast. We got a lot to talk about today, y'all. A lot.
Yeah, man, we got a lot because we done missed a lot. Like a whole lot of news done happened. Like first of all, I mean, hung
Life
with
and
your
life.
life been
That's right. Just
lifing.
finna say, life and life doing right.
Hey, for real, but yeah, we were supposed to record last week, but I mean, we were on schedule to record last week, but my grandmother celebrated her 89th birthday last Sunday.
Happy birthday,
So
Grandma. Shout out.
was a
That's a blessing
lot
right
of
there.
drama behind all of it. Plus, I had to help prep the food Saturday, so it was just like a no-go. So we
I mean,
apologize for being late.
when is there ever a black family function where it isn't a little bit of drama? You're gonna expect a little bit of drama.
My goodness, man, but it all came out beautifully. My grandmama probably still on cloud 1,012. Like
Oh, that's
she
cool. That's great.
really enjoyed herself. And yeah, we enjoyed celebrating her. So yep.
That's what it's about. Grandma, she beyond her four score.
Yeah, man. So it's what a blessing to be. She's still driving. Like she's still sassy, quick-witted, don't get it twisted. Like that's a blessing to even have that at
Right,
89.
right,
Twisted.
right. You know what? Hey, I'm glad you. Yeah, that's great.
So yeah, man. So we celebrated her and yeah, we back. We back as a matter of fact. We got a lot to talk about. I don't know where we even want to start. Let's start with the old shit first.
Okay, so I go to get my hair done, and we are listening to, I guess, just some streaming network, and they playing a lot of like old, like 90s music, early 2000s, and they're playing Usher, and it's a lot of Usher being played, because he was in the Super Bowl. We'll get to that in a minute. But
Yes.
then my hairstylist says, that's that back in the day music, and I'm like, wait a minute. What is back in the day music? Like when did this become back in the day music? I was taken back by it, and she said it a couple of times. Then she said, and then another song came on, and she said, "Well, that's that way, way, way back." I said, "Three way backs?
What's
Wait,
the
what could
three?
we
Is it
rewind?
the three way backs like a decade?
No,
The way way is.
the three way backs was the DeBarges. The El DeBarge came
Oh yeah,
on.
that
He started
was
the song
way back.
that was way back, but she said way, way, way back, and I was like,
Yeah.
okay, I can see that being. See, to me, that's way back. I wouldn't have put three on it, but I
Well,
get it.
yeah, we got to talk about how old is this individual?
I really think she's in her 20s. She seemed like she was in like early to mid-20s.
Yeah, man. So yeah, that was definitely she like a generation younger than you. So
That's true. She is a generation younger than me. So I had to take that. But I just was kind of shocked at at what she was throwing at me though. And
Yeah,
so we,
but
in discussing the music and how music has changed and how you talk about love back then, I'm like, yeah. Well, yeah.
nah.
It was an
But you know
interesting
that.
conversation about how old we were.
But somebody had made a comment about that on the Breakfast Club one day, saying why Usher play all them old hits, and he didn't play nothing new and current during the Super Bowl performance. But and then they were also mad, like, which I kind of felt like
He didn't spend enough time on certain songs, but of course, you know, he got so many hits. It's
His
like
own.
he played what You Got It Bad for like 5 seconds. And then
Nah,
he
he
went
played it
to,
longer than that, didn't he?
well, I mean, not that song. I'm just saying one of the songs. It was one of the real good hits. It was only on there for like
Superstar.
5 seconds. I
Superstar.
don't know. What's the other one where he maybe tell me what you want to do Nice and Slow. Five
Oh,
seconds.
yeah.
5 seconds. He kept it moving. And it was just like, but I understood, you know, he got so many hits that I guess he was trying to
Yeah,
tap
I
into
think he did.
all of them.
Yeah, he's trying to do a compilation, right? So a little bit for everybody. One song I absolutely do not know. And I can't remember whether it was a new song or an old song, but I was like, I don't know that song.
Oh my God, because he did. A whole bunch of his
Yeah.
stuff
Oh my
was like
God.
stuff
With
was
Will I
old,
Am?
was,
Now, I knew
yeah.
that song. I knew the Will I Am song. It was the one you just mentioned, Bridgie, before
Superstar.
Will I Am. Superstar. I don't know if I knew that one. It was one that
Bad
he
Girl.
nope, new bad
Oh, that's
girl.
my shit.
He did
I
number
knew
one. My fan, number one fan.
that's
This goes out to
Superstar.
you. Yeah, is that Superstar?
Yes.
My number
Yeah, I
one.
think it was a Superstar one. I don't think I knew that one. I knew all the rest
I
of
know
them,
you
but
know
that
that one.
one.
I know
If
you
you
know
don't
that
know
one, Mia.
Superstar, I'll be your groupie, baby. Cause
Cause
you are my
you
superstar.
superstar.
Yeah,
Even
you
that, but
know
even before
that.
that, they did the challenge on TikTok and stuff.
Oh, well, yeah,
Yeah.
I
Now
didn't
you
even know they
know.
were doing a challenge on
No,
TikTok because I'm
no,
not
I
on
said
TikTok.
no. Now you know I don't be on TikTok like that,
What?
and I don't be up to date on a
I
challenge.
laugh.
But I'm just
So
curious, this person that wanted Usher to do a up to date song, like what song did they want him to do?
probably that Keke Palmer joint or something. You know, the one he just had out not too long
I
ago.
was gonna say he had her come out with him, and she like, and I thought
Yeah,
he
but she
did.
didn't do, but he didn't do that song. They
He didn't
got
do, you're right.
together.
He didn't do the song, but she
She,
did come
but
out.
you know, she played
So,
guitar though, so he
I
was
mean, that
just
was a
featuring
perfect
her.
mix.
But I think,
Yeah.
don't they got some kind of link or something? Because they showed a picture of her when she was like a baby, like she was younger. And did she do like a super, did she do a Super Bowl performance or something back in the day? Or she did something with Usher back in the day? I can't remember. It was a link to that. I just can't remember what it was about though. They showed a
She
picture of
did
her
the
when she
Super
was
Bowl
younger.
when she was younger. Yeah.
Okay,
She did,
okay.
and they were just saying like it was pretty much a full circle moment.
Right,
But
okay.
what I was gonna say, what did everybody think about since we
Wait,
here? What did he think
his
about Usher's
performance?
performance? Yeah.
I thought it was cool. I just don't know what the hell Jermaine Dupri had on, looking like a
Don't either.
pilgrim.
Outside of that. I think Usher did a really good job as far as
And
performance, costume change, colors. He had a lot of people in it. He represented Atlanta. Like, he brought other people from Atlanta to come and perform with him. I thought he did a really good job. I thought it was one of the better Super Bowl performances.
I didn't care about his wardrobe. Like at the very beginning, I was like, I don't know what he got on. He's looking real carnivalish or something. I
But it
don't
was a
know.
carnival. That was the
That was the
thing.
point.
It
That
was a
was the
carnival.
point.
Yeah, but I didn't like that. Now when he went to the skates and stuff, I was like, okay, that's more Usher like. But you know, hey, I mean, overall the performance was great. I just didn't like how Alicia Keys cracked that first note when she first started. But
Do y'all know they fixed it?
Oh, they did. I
yay!
heard about
So
them
on
fixing YouTube that
YouTube,
they fixed it.
that's
They
crazy.
redid it. So every other, and when you hear it again, it's gonna sound completely different than live.
That's
But
so
yeah, everybody had
crazy.
it.
Ain't that crazy they can do that? That's so
They
crazy.
did this shit in a matter of like hours. Like you, it was so crazy because I was like, there's a. You know, I watch Grind City Media in the morning and they were talking about it. And she was like, and this is 8 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time. And she was like, yeah, they fixed it. And I was like, bitch, what? So they
That's
already
crazy.
fixed this shit and they
Now
fixed it. So
the
if you
only
didn't
thing
see it live, you didn't get
you
the
missed
cracked voice.
it.
Yep.
Right. And the crazy thing about that, I wonder how they did that. Like maybe she was like a little under the weather or something, and they was like, well, look, just in case she cracked. You know, that's crazy to have something like that. You know.
What, like AI? Because that's what they did. You know, so
Right. I
he,
was like, that's crazy.
I don't
Hey,
think
I
it's
ain't
that
mad at you though,
crazy.
Alicia Keys. I ain't mad at you.
I don't think they, her team fixed it. I think YouTube fixed it.
Well, I'm saying whoever did it, kudos to them, because hey, they definitely are changing the game. Trying to make sure you don't have no bad memes or anything to say about anybody. That's crazy. I was like, wow. Who
Well,
does that go in and changes the audio like that?
I mean, now you know that they can do it. But I thought that Usher's performance was probably top five Super Bowl. That shit was great. I
It
enjoyed
was great.
the fuck out of it.
Okay, what about the move though? What about the move? Everybody keep getting on him about talking about Usher. He can't dance no more. Where he did the little pop locking.
Oh, I didn't think that they were saying he couldn't dance no more. The with the
Well,
little
not a,
teeth.
well. He did it. Well, he did it. He did it on another and at a different venue. But you know, folks were getting on him about it though. I was just curious what your thoughts were on it. I mean, to me, he looked like he did okay during the Super Bowls, but I saw one a while back. And folks was like trying to make fun, talk about like Usher, he ain't got it no more. Like kind of like Genuine, need to just
Oh man,
stop. Well, at
I
least stop
definitely
that
didn't
move.
see that shit. It
Well, at
definitely
least
wasn't
that
like no
move. I
fucking.
ain't gonna say stop dancing, but at least that one little move. I think it was on You Got It Bad where he did all that pop locking and stuff all the way down to the ground or something. You know, he, I don't know. You know.
I don't know what move you're talking about, but I
I'm
didn't
gonna have to
see
send it to you.
anything wrong
I'm gonna have to
with
send it
what
to
he
you.
did. I thought it was great. I thought the performance was great. People were talking about Usher can't dance no more. He slid in between Will.i.am legs with his
Right.
45-year-old knees. So
So quick question.
what the
So
fuck are y'all talking about?
quick question. Since you are a Beyonce fan, this was a big thing everybody was saying. So is that better than Beyonce performance? Some people saying that it was the best Super Bowl performance ever. Some people
And I
saying,
would
nah,
not,
you
I
can't put
wouldn't
it
argue with
above.
them.
Really? So you put that above Michael Jackson and Prince?
I didn't say I would. I said
Oh.
if that person said that, I wouldn't argue with them.
Gotcha,
It
gotcha,
was
gotcha.
top five for me. It was up there with Michael Jackson. It was up there with Prince. It was up there with Beyonce. Beyonce, when she performed by herself, not when she was with Bruno Mars, no,
Yeah.
because she performed twice. But then that performance was also great. But yeah, I'm talking about that Beyonce. I thought it was great. I thought it was fantastic.
He did a great job.
He did a
He
great
did a
job
lot.
of blending all of his hits together. Like he went from, like, I really have
Went
no
from
complaints.
band. He went, then he had the capos out there. He did a lot. It was
It was
good. It was
very
entertaining.
black.
Hey, be quiet.
I was entertained like a motherfucker.
It was great.
I was entertained. I was entertained despite Jermaine Dupri looking like he was part of a lot of Pop Gil
Don't
and
know what made him wear it. And Will.i.am looked a little weird too in his outfit, but
I
I
thought
mean,
Will.i.am was Kanye at first.
that's what a lot of people were saying.
I said me and my son was like, it's I was like, I know this nigga didn't bring out no damn Kanye. And then he went into Oh My God, and I was like, oh, okay, this is Will I am. For a split second, I was like, oh my God, this nigga done brought out Kanye.
Think he did great. He, like I said, he represented Atlanta too. You know, he had Luda out there
Lil Jon.
Lil Jon. Yeah, he did really well. He did really well. Not mad. I'm not mad at all. I'm
It
not mad at
I
all.
give Usher a A++++. And yeah, what a way to sell out fucking tickets to your show. Cause woo,
Right.
that was a
It
hell
went
of a show.
great. I tried to get some tickets online. I was like, was it like 15,000 in queue or something? Something crazy. I'm like,
Damn.
wow.
What you
And
mean,
then
his
when I,
new tour? The tour, the new
yeah,
tour?
the new
Okay.
tour, the one in Atlanta. I tried to
Yeah,
get
he doing
tickets for that
four
one.
dates
I
and they
tried to get
sold
tickets
like.
for that one on a Saturday. I was like 15,000 in queue. So I changed out of that queue and went to like, I think the Thursday show. I was like number 1,000 or something. And then when I finally got on there, they didn't have anything left except like the platinum. And then
Platinum
they
package.
finally, yeah, then they finally went back and put the resale ticket, and it jumped up to like $800 for like the nosebleed or something. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, they gotta do something about those resale tickets. Cause I even when I looked everywhere like weeks like right after the Super Bowl and everything was resale value. Nothing was like the original charge of the ticket.
You know what? I think, well, it's a hustle, man. But you know, the only thing I could think of to combat something like that is you can't resell your ticket until the day before the show or something like that. And I think that'll force people to kind of lower their prices, because some people just grabbing them just to be grabbing them so they can flip them. They're not even going. You know, they just getting them so
Right.
they can flip them. So if you make them hold on to them tickets until the day before a concert or something, a lot of people, you know, 'cause they might get stuck with them. It's a bad investment, you know, because that don't make no sense, man. $800 for a nosebleed.
Think
Or
after the fact, you can go back and probably look, and those prices will probably come down.
they I know for Beyonce when I look like when she performed in DC. The tickets they still had tickets available day of, and they were resale tickets, but they were day of resale tickets, and they weren't that bad. I mean, and the price wasn't that bad, not compared to like when you're looking at it weeks leading up to the concert. But like overseas, they don't like in certain places they don't allow you to resell concert tickets. You just can't resell them. So.
That's why people did that when Beyonce for her concert, a lot of folks went overseas because just Ticketmaster was with that bullshit. And that's how she had to release the tickets the way she did, because this resale shit is ridiculous. So
It is. When it's cheaper to go overseas to see a concert, meaning it's cheaper for you to fly, book a hotel, buy tickets to the concert, and then, stay there, that's cheaper than you buying it in the state that you live in. It's crazy. That's insane.
That's what a lot of people did. It was just like, man, we just make a damn, a week of it and just stay overseas, and you know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, yes, I think Usher's concert for the Super Bowl. This one, a lot of people was like, I ain't even really watched the Super Bowl. I'm just here for the Usher concert. It was great.
I was just gonna ask, do you think that the Super Bowl was bigger? I mean, the halftime show was bigger than the rest of the Super Bowl?
It depends on who you ask.
I ain't gonna say that, but I don't think it was one of the best Super Bowls I've watched, though. I thought it was gonna be
Man,
a
it
little bit
was
better.
bad. It
I thought it was
didn't
gonna be
get
better.
good till like the fourth quarter.
Right. I thought it was gonna be a lot better than what it was,
That's
but
true. It didn't get interesting like till the fourth
but
quarter.
hey, it was better than that All-Star bull crap that we watched
You
for the
talking about the
NBA.
game or you talking about the festivities?
Well, I mean, the NBA All-Star game. It was better than that trash they put on.
You want to know? I haven't watched the All-Star game like intentionally in about 7, 8 years.
I think it's been longer than that for me, Bridget, but yeah,
You know what?
intentionally.
I did watch it when they dedicated it to Kobe. And I think I maybe watched like the third and fourth quarter. But intentionally, I don't usually pay attention to the game. I watched like the Saturday festivities. I'll pay attention to that.
Like the
Yeah.
competitions, like the 3-point competition or the dunk contest. I
Right.
do watch
But
those,
see.
but the game itself, nah, I'm not.
But
I'm
see.
good on the game.
I fell asleep on the dunk contest. I mean, the only one I care for is the 3-point competition. That's pretty good.
That was
And
good
I like
this year.
the celebrity game. It was competitive, but it wasn't that great because I didn't feel like it was enough stars in there that, I wanted to see anyway. But but this is my thing. It's like what they charge for the tickets, though. That's my problem. Like, how can you have an event like that and then you play the way you play, And then you want to charge so much money for that. I just rather you just have a weekend where I can just come meet and greet and I ain't got to watch a game. You know, just come and meet the player, take pictures with the player, little one-on-one hooping or something versus what they put on. I mean, they were down by 20 and they just coming down, just jacking threes from half court instead of trying to like make the game competitive. At least make it competitive. It's still a game at the end of the day.
I feel like I don't know why they went back to east to west. Why they
Right, I
didn't
don't
keep
know why
it
they
the
did that
other
too.
way?
I was
I
shocked when
still
I
don't.
found that
Wait,
out.
what was the other way? Was it the teams that they like picked teams and had team captains?
They had
Yeah.
team captains, and it was like something happened different in the fourth quarter. Like the fourth
Right.
quarter would
You take the
be
difference.
right.
You take the difference about how many points you are up or something. It's something, and that's you got to reach that number for the game to be over. It wasn't a time limit in the fourth quarter.
You just
Like
had to get
whoever,
to a certain point number or something, like a
right? And
certain.
then they was doing the charity thing. Whoever won each quarter, a certain, you
They'll
know,
give it
amount of
to a
money
school.
was donated to a charity. I don't know
Now
what made him
that's pretty
switch it.
cool.
I don't know what
Yeah,
made him switch it this year.
I don't know if they were trying to prove a point, but I felt like when they did it the other way, it was more competitive. Like they felt, I
Think
feel like
that
they, I do. I,
right.
because this East
To
and
me, it
West
was, yeah.
shit,
Because you, depending
why?
on what teams you got in the East and the West, and then who play for which, I can see what you mean. I can see what you're saying versus them picking team captains and them taking turns picking people who are going to be on their team. I get you.
Right. It just made it more exciting, or you know what I'm saying? Like you had something to look forward to. Like they did the whole little picking on TNT. It was more of a spectacle, or not spectacle. Maybe that's not the right word, but I don't know. It was more
But
interesting for me.
it was more relatable though. Like, you know how you used to do pickup games and you know, let me get him. Okay, I got him. Let me get him. You know, it just seemed more like street level, you know, ball.
Right.
And then it just now it took for them to go back to the old format for the East to win. Well, for Giannis to win. Because you know, Giannis, he lost every time to LeBron when they had that other format.
Well, you explained enough for me. That's probably why
Makes
they went
sense.
back to East to West.
Well, I mean, I actually, it East to West sound like it ought to make sense because you're splitting the country up. But I can see why there could be an advantage if most of the best players are in one part of the country over the other. So no, I get that too. But it's, I mean, in theory, it sound like it should work, but it ain't been working.
Nah,
But
it just.
this is my thing though. Like, even when you play street ball, when you're sitting there, you know, you're like, I got next. Or, you know, after when it's your time to play, you're your captain. So you're responsible for your team. So if you put some trash on your team, you know, that's just what it is. So you should be picking your players, you know. You can't be having sympathy for people. Like, well, let me get him just because. No, you're trying to win. You get the best player. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like Giannis and them sometimes they probably weren't getting the best player. Well, I'm gonna get him because he's my team. Nah, you want to put the best product on the floor so you can win. But you know, when you're in the East and West, I just feel like sometimes, like y'all said, one of y'all said, like it's overloaded. Like I used to always think the West was had the better.
The
The
better
better
players.
all-star, the better all-stars. Come
Okay, so I
on.
probably should know this, but I don't know this. So the All-Star game, it only includes those team members that were invited and who are considered All-Stars, right?
They get voted
Like
in. They get voted
they get
in.
voted in. So you got to pick from the members that got voted in. Okay, to players.
Right.
Okay.
And see, it's a criteria to it. Like, it's a certain percentage from the public, a certain
Right.
percentage, I think, from the
From the
coaches
team,
and
yeah.
something, and then another percentage from the media. All that factors into who is part of the All-Star team that makes the All-Star team. Now, let me put y'all on mute for a minute. Somebody here and your dog about to go crazy.
Okay. So yeah, I don't know what I mean, but I feel like we have the same argument about it being sucky. Like I'm like, I ain't really paid that much attention to it. And every now and again, I feel like the Saturday festivities, even though people like, oh, the dunk contest, like, is lame or whatever, but it's never, it's like, it's not always good. It ain't always been good to me. Like, you just gotta have the right person to be in it. You know what I'm saying? But so, like, Vince Carter, everybody goes back to the Vince Carter dunk and but it's like, okay, well, what else? Like, after
Right? I
Vince
mean,
Carter, who else?
was Sean Kemp, was it Vince Carter and Sean Kemp, or was Sean Kemp at a different time? Because I thought Sean Kemp was in the dunk
Sean
contest
Kemp,
too.
he was, but that's a different, that's a way a different era. Sean Kemp was like
Okay.
in the early 90s.
That's what I thought. Like, I remember, like, and I don't really watch the All-Star, but I remember that All-Star. And so, and I think you're right, Bridget. It's just, it's about, are there people that are competing who are memorable and actually gonna like make you want to pay attention to like the part that they're participating in? I used to watch the dunk contest all the time, and I wouldn't, and I didn't necessarily have to see the 3-point shootout. This year, I watched the 3-point shootout, and I missed the dunk contest, but like, I just wasn't really checking for the All-Star game or the All-Star festivities like I used to.
Yeah. I enjoy the, I mean, personally, I enjoy the 3-point competition better than I enjoy the dunk contest. The dunk contest just ain't been no gross to me. I
It
mean,
was good to me this year.
how many different ways can you do a dunk? I mean, don't get me wrong, the little bit I saw with that dude that we keep winning, I mean, I ain't taking nothing from him. The boy can dunk and he got hops. But it's just not that intriguing to me. I feel like it had been the same since D Wade messed it up that 1 year with Aaron. I was it Aaron Gordon and the dude from the
Oh, he
Bulls,
gave him that
Adam
bogus
Levine.
ass score.
Yeah, and they were going back and forth getting tens, and then he gave him that messed up score. And just I don't feel like it's been as good ever since.
But that was like recent, wasn't it? That was like 26.
It was like four about. What, 3, 4 years ago?
I went to sleep on that one, but it was because I was tired. It wasn't because I wasn't interested. I heard, I was like, damn, that jump was good, huh? I went to sleep. No, so, but yeah, I don't know, y'all. I mean, you know, that's what I think. I don't think like we just have some years is good, some years is bad. And I enjoyed it. Sorry, but I don't never really check for the game because it's never really, really been competitive. But when they changed it up, I was like, okay. And I paid attention to the third and fourth quarter. But usually when the All-Star game is on, Real Housewives of something is on. So I'd rather watch that than the
I just feel
Uh-uh.
like
Yeah. Your
I
favorite
just
Real
feel like
Housewives.
I just feel
Let's
like
keep it real.
when you have that, you have an opportunity to go outside the normal rules and just make it a little bit more intriguing, like the celebrity game. I like that game, how I think they had little challenges in between quarters, and then it kind of incentivized during the game. Like this one side, they won something to where they for 5 minutes, every shot they made it counted double. You know, I thought that was kind of cool. You know, just do some little stuff to like spice it up and make it a little bit more intriguing. You got Damian Lillard and Steph Curry, you know, they can shoot way out. You know, have like
Shit, and it sound like
a
they were
four
doing
point.
that anyway. One,
I was
but I'm
gonna
saying,
say, that's like a everyday.
But now I'm saying let's reward them for this. Like in the game,
I hear you.
let's have a 4 point play, a 4 point spot on the court or a 5 point at half court, you know, because
Yeah.
we know they got range like this. So I think stuff like that'll make it a little bit more intriguing too. You
Hey,
kind of just, huh?
I'm sorry. You can go ahead
Look.
and finish your point, but they reminded me of something.
Nah, go ahead. That was just it. I was just that's all.
But did on MTV, didn't y'all remember the Rock and Jock shit? They used to do that shit. They used to have
Rock and Jock.
like Like Rock and Jock Baseball, Rock and Jock Basketball. They used to be on MTV. Okay, I'm really showing my privilege right
I
now.
don't remember Rock and Jock.
The name sound for me, but I don't remember it though.
Yeah, they had it was like celebrities playing baseball or basketball. But I remember when they played like basketball, instead of them having like a normal 3-point thing, they used to be able to score 10 points from somewhere. Like they had the opportunity, and that was in Rock and Jock.
I mean, it makes sense to make it exciting.
Yeah, I mean, like it shouldn't be a normal basketball game. It's an all-star game. I mean, it's supposed to be fun, because this is why I say this. Everybody knows you're not going to play extremely hard like a regular game in an all-star game. So just make it fun.
Right.
I mean, you know they're not going to play a lot of defense. So just figure out different ways to make it a little bit more fun. Like even like a segment on there, like a player gets swapped to the other team. You know, in mid game, you
Man,
know,
that
figure
sound
out a way
like
to do that.
chaos and negativity.
I mean, what I'm saying, but it'd be cool though. Get something a little. You gotta come a little different. I mean, you're in the middle of the game and something happened. Then what? Okay, LeBron and what's called got to switch teams or something.
Yeah,
You
no,
know,
okay. I think that would probably make sense.
for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Or you got to take five people from their team, and they take five people from your team.
Or you know, they put in the box where if when the time comes, put in the little box. We want to swap. We want to trade this player, you know. And then when it comes time, okay, Steph Curry got to swap jerseys. Time, you know, just some difference, just to make it a little bit more exciting.
Well, and to be honest, like even regular season NBA play, they don't play as hard as they used to play. Like teams scoring like 130 points, like that's a lot of points to score in a game. And I don't recall them ever being able to score like that
Well,
when you know when
they
we in
shoot
years
knocking up them
before.
damn threes, nigga.
Well, and then, but also, you know, they've changed the rules. Like, you can't put your hands on the players like you used to. So defense ain't like it used to be. It's
Right.
really
Yeah.
a more offensive league now.
Right.
So I mean, that makes it kind of, I mean, for me, it doesn't make it as exciting other than when they play for conference play and for the championship series. But it doesn't make it good play when, you know, everybody's kind of hands off and it's mostly offense. Defense was what, I mean, offense sells the tickets, but defense is what make the players play hard to make sure their defense is up, I mean, their offense is up to par. I just feel like it just watered it down just a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and that's why people keep saying, like, you can't keep comparing LeBron to like Jordan, because it's just a different era. You know, it's a more offensive minded league now than it was back then. You had some real people like close. You had a lot of Draymond Greens back in the day. You
Yeah,
know, like
nigga.
try to clothesline you or, you know,
Yeah, they would try to kill your ass. Shout
Bill
out to the
Laimbeer.
Detroit Pistons.
You know, Bill Laimbeer and
Yeah.
what's the boy? Was it Anthony Mason for the Knicks? You know,
Man,
you had
rest in
some
peace.
dudes out there. You had some dudes out there, real deal, to get all in your
Yeah, they
kind of
trying
like
to.
Patrick Beverly. But
Is he
I
still
mean,
playing in the league or is he gone?
yeah, dang, who he play for now? You know, the Clippers got rid of him. Do he play for? Dang, who he play
Was
for?
gonna say, how long has he been in the league?
Oh, wow. He was with the Lakers. He was, last time
Yeah.
I heard, he was with the
He got traded from the Lakers.
Celtics.
No, he was before the Lakers, he
Why
was
are we
with,
playing? Just look it up, man.
I don't know, right? He been with a lot of teams though. He was with the Timberwolves. Then he went to the Grizzlies, or not the Grizzlies, or I can't remember if he was with the Grizzlies or not. I might be wrong, but I know
He
he went to
played
the
with
Lakers.
the
He played for the Clippers.
76ers. Wait a minute. No, he played for the Bucks.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay, I was gonna say the Bucks. That's what I thought. Okay, he been
Hey.
around. But they go to show you though, good people need good defense. Perimeter player.
Well, I don't know. Is it helping them? 'Cause shit.
They
Last time
won
I
today.
heard, Milwaukee was struggling.
They won today. I think they won their last two games.
Oh, okay. I had kind of fell out with the NBA a little bit. Not fell out. I mean, I don't know what's happening post the All-Star break, but yeah, they was not doing well when Doc got to the team. Anyway, any more NBA talk?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. Look, see me when see me during the playoffs in the final.
This one I'm like, I don't re I tune in every now and again, but now we gearing up for like March Madness, so my focus is gonna be on it, and I ain't gonna really pay attention to the NBA like that until the playoffs for real, for real. So,
Yeah, because I think rivalry week coming up, ain't it?
should be, cause
It
we
should be,
March
yeah.
1st is next Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep. So, how we're here. Do we think the Tigers are going to make it to the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I'm gonna be honest with you. At this point, I don't care. They so, I ain't gonna
It's
say
gonna
this.
be
I
a
ain't gonna say I
hard
don't care.
one. That's
I ain't
gonna
gonna
be
say I don't
hard
care.
to do.
You
I
know
don't
what?
think
I
they're
was
gonna
talking to
make
my
it.
dad. I was talking to my dad because I think old boy got hurt, didn't he? What's his name? Daniel. What's his name?
Caleb, it's my Caleb.
It's Xavier. Watch where you walking, bro. What you need? What do you
Caleb's
need? Look.
got Caleb
Wait.
definitely got hurt, but he been hurt. I don't think like he's been hurt for some weeks now.
You got Dandridge. Dandridge in trouble for some something, child.
He in
Yeah,
trouble for what?
but it's not just Dandridge, I guess. I think I think he's the only basketball player, but there are other athletes that are in trouble too, academically. Something with academics.
Academics. Okay.
Yeah, I mean NCAA just keep they keep coming back with something every year, it seems, since Penny been there. Every year something different.
Yeah, but what
But
they got to do with them playing bad though?
I just feel like they, to me,
Right?
ever since the
Playing
Mickey Williams,
bad.
is it like Mikey, Mickey, Mikey Williams, ever since he said he was leaving, they've been playing terrible. And I don't know if that's got anything to do with it, but ever since him and his friend, huh?
Did he even really play much?
Nah, he didn't get to play. He had the
That
little gun
was that.
charge that he was
Yeah, that's
fighting.
what I thought. He had the gun charge, so he wasn't really, and if he wasn't, it wasn't like he was affecting the team for real. So I don't see why him leaving would have a big, like.
I mean, but you just never know. I mean, he was a top, he's a top prospect, you know. I don't know. It's just weird that all of a sudden they playing horrible. They like it's a totally different team.
That could affect their play in their game.
I mean, that or just people that just caught on to with the Tigers, you know, how they play, and they just play them differently or something.
They're just having bad chemistry, I heard. They're not getting along as a team and some more shit.
Well,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean that's been for the last like at least couple of years. Cause I think we heard that same thing like last year. They had some bad chemistry for, kids saying they're not getting enough playing time and they were promised this, so they thought they were gonna be doing that. I don't know. I think overall college ball has changed to me. And I'm not as interested because the kids don't stay as long. With the whole transfer portal. And I'm cool if you got a transfer, but like I don't know the kids anymore. There
They
aren't any
don't ever
kids that I
stay.
get a chance to know. By the time I know them, they in some other team. And so I think that too has an impact on everybody's play.
Yeah, and see, that's why that's the only thing I say that I respected Calipari about, because he developed a system back then where, you know, he
Plug
knew
and
who his
play.
one, yeah, he knew who his one and dones were, and then he kind of recruited that way too. You know, I got this person, you know, he only gonna be here for a year, my point guard, next year gonna be your year. You know, and it just seems like Penny's struggling with it. You know, getting these boys in
But
here and to
I
like
think it also
buy
has,
in.
but it
Yeah,
had
go ahead.
that has increased though, because you used to be able to transfer and you couldn't play at that other team until you sat out a year. Now that's not the case. Now everybody can play the next year. So more kids transferring. So
it's just gonna be hard to do. It's just
but you know,
basketball. College basketball is different.
the good thing about it is though, you just never know who's gonna win the championship no more. Like in the men's section, you know, the women don't have that issue, but the men's section, you just never know. Because like I said, so many people transfer, and you could, you know, like what's his name? Money Bates, you know, he had problems with, you know, his time playing with the Tigers or something. He could have went the next year and took his team, you know, to the Final Four or something, you know, just because of his talent. You just never know. You just never know. It ain't no dominant. It's not any just one dominant team out here anymore. And
So
I think
yeah.
that's probably the reason why Nick Saban left too. He was getting sick of that crap too.
I think that's why I mean a lot of older coaches like Nick Saban, somebody else left. They left because it was just it's different.
It's
The
definitely hard, like.
transfer portal changed a lot of shit.
It's definitely hard to, like I said, build your program up when you don't know if your player gonna stay before you hear not.
Well, all
But
right. To go from more from depressed to more depressed.
we'll be talking about
Just
this.
Wendy Williams, bruh.
I knew you was gonna say that.
Yeah, man. So, I think I'm the only one that watched the full documentary that's on Lifetime Part One.
Yeah, I didn't watch all of it. I kind of glanced at it here and there. I was watching the movie. I didn't realize the movie had been out. I thought
Yeah,
that was new too.
I didn't watch the movie, child. I don't do Lifetime. Well, I'm lying, but I didn't think it was gonna be good. I was gonna say I don't really do Lifetime biopics like that because I know they're gonna be trash. But actually, the Clark Sisters one was actually fucking
Yeah.
good.
That
That
was good.
joint.
Then they do Toni Braxton. It did somebody else too.
They done did a bunch. They done did Aaliyah. They done did Salt and
I ain't like
Pepper. They done
Aaliyah joint.
did
They didn't
Wendy
do
Williams.
I watched
Wendy
Aaliyah joint was
Salt and
horrible.
Peppers was good. I did watch Salt and Pepper. I didn't watch Aaliyah
That was
though.
horrible.
Yeah, they done did quite a few. But specifically, I went and watched the Clark Sister one because it had Ingenue in it too. So I knew she was gonna act her ass off. Anyway, yeah, I don't know how I got to that. Oh, the Wendy Williams biopic. I didn't watch that, but I did watch the documentary Where Is Wendy Williams, which fucked them for their title too. Now that we know where, you know what I'm saying? The diagnosis has been released that she has dementia. Because when you go and look at that documentary, like Wendy Williams is not the Wendy Williams that you
Right.
would
She's
remember.
bad. She's bad off right now.
Man,
Yeah.
and this was
Man.
2 years ago when they were showing this, so there's no telling. I'm sure it's gotten worse. But on top of the dementia, Wendy Williams has problem with alcohol. So yeah, man, it's sad. Basically, it's like real sad. I understand, like if some people was like, I couldn't watch it. Cause
Were they talking about her illness, or were they talking mostly about the alcoholism, a combination? Like, what was the focus of the show?
They didn't address it on the show, did it?
They
I mean, on
did.
the they spoke exactly what it was that was wrong with her,
Oh no, they
like
didn't
the
tell
dementia.
us
That's what
what.
I'm saying. They
Yeah, they.
weren't saying all this.
But knowing that ahead of time gave me like clarity because it was like if I didn't know, I would be like, something wrong with Wendy. Like, and why are they doing this? But, and that's how a lot of people felt. But the documentary just kind of shows like where she is in her life after the Wendy Williams show got canceled.
Good one.
And Yeah, you see, she
Really?
has a problem with
Why?
alcoholism.
Why?
Like it starts off like she's not in her right mind. I hate to say it like that, but she ain't. She's there. You see her, but you can look in her eyes, like her eyes are glazed over. Like it's a fucking mess. But yeah, they talks about like the people around her. They are trying to keep her working because her money has been given over to a guardianship. And it also talks about that in the documentary. And the guardianship gives her, I'm just assuming, maybe, I don't know, but something happened where, like, Wendy Williams is the bank knew that she wasn't in her right mind. And they didn't turn the money over to her family, so they turned it over to a damn guardianship. And yeah, the people around her manager is just supplying her with alcohol, and the people around her know something is wrong, but it's like they not giving her the proper, they not even being kind to her at all on the fucking show. Like you knew something wrong with her. Like, why are we not doing more for her? But yeah.
So wait a minute. So who was the who has guardianship if it's not her family? Is it a lawyer? Like, is somebody completely not related to her at all that has guardianship of her funds?
It's somebody
I don't know.
completely not related to her. So, and they don't, the person who has guardianship in part one, they do not show this person. They just,
Interesting.
yeah. So, yeah. So at one point, I think, now I might be wrong, at one point, Wendy Williams' son might have had like in charge of her finances. And I think like that was a bad idea because he was out of control too. Like, because he was just kind of giving in to his mama demands, really. He talked about it on a documentary. He was just like, my mama live a certain kind of way. Like, she gotta fly private. So whatever she want, I'ma do, basically. And hell, he was having a $120,000 party, birthday party. $100,000 was being spent on goddamn Uber Eats. Like, what is happening, bro?
It's sad. It's just a whole sad. It's a sad situation all the way around. Cause that's still a difficult thing. Like your money and stuff and your finance and stuff is turned over to somebody. But what if you want to ball out and use your money how you want to use it? Who
Yeah, but it
me to
ain't
tell
just.
you what you can and can't do with your money if you
But see,
didn't earn
that's the point,
it?
though. That's the point.
She not in her right. She has dementia.
Right. She not in her right mind. She doesn't have the wherewithal to make her own sound
To make
decisions.
decisions.
And
I know what y'all saying. I hear you.
somebody has determined it. It's not like she woke up.
But the
Like, it's not like
thing is,
somebody. She
though.
woke up one day and they said, "We're gonna take your money, and you can't. You can't have it. We're not gonna spend it on you." I'm
And
pretty sure, like, they had
people
to go to
around
court to
it
do that.
know that she ain't. They taking advantage of that. That's my point.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm saying though. Like, even they're probably doing the same thing. You
What?
know, like
The
take
picture?
advantage of her situation.
Was you talking about the guardianship?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, it could. She could have made a guardianship while she was in her right mind. She could have selected somebody that, in case or in the event that she goes into dementia, this is who she wants to be the person to manage her finances. It could have been court appointed. I mean, it could have been a lot of different ways that whoever this person is the one who's managing the estate. Could they take advantage? Yeah, I mean, anybody could. Anybody could take advantage of anybody when they taking over somebody. Like, if your parent had money and your parents had dementia, They
I hate
can say,
being Drake here. I
hey,
don't know why. That's why
you're
you
going to be the person
can't
who's
grow.
going to manage my finances. You can take advantage of them too. So, like, I mean, yeah, there's always going to be an element of where somebody can take advantage of somebody else. That's the really hard part. You just got to be, I mean,
I'm fine, man. I
unfortunately,
don't care.
you got to be
Yeah.
able to trust the people that's managing your money.
Right, but see, oh, this is so sad, and it make me think about it because I've already, and like people, if you are of a certain age and your parents are of a certain age, please have these conversations with them right now if you can.
Right.
But Wendy led like a lonely life. Really, honestly, like she only trusted her husband. Well, her husband was her manager.
Right.
And they brought up in the documentary, like her nephew was like, you know, he had his qualms with Wendy's husband. He ain't too much care for that nigga, really. But he was like, but he made sure that Wendy got her ass up and went to fucking work. You know what I'm saying? Despite all her vices. Like she used to
Right.
be on drugs.
You know what? That's crazy, man. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I never knew. You just never know what somebody's going through or what they're dealing with. I would have never in a million years thought that she was having that type of stuff going on when her show first came out. Yeah.
What? Oh, this was in her radio days. Like, when do you done calm down? Had calmed down a lot when she got to TV.
And see, I didn't follow her on the radio like that.
Yeah.
I first started knowing about Wendy. I mean, I heard of her a little bit on the radio,
And
but I didn't
Charlamagne
follow
done
her like
calmed
that.
down a lot since he done got older. That nigga used to work with Wendy.
Yeah,
Well,
I
he
think he had
fell
a
out here.
gag.
I think he had, but I think because he worked with Wendy Williams, he couldn't say something he couldn't say anything about it for a really long time. He couldn't make a comment at all. Because I remember when we were in New Jersey, they used to talk about her all the time. He never made a comment, not one mumbling word.
Probably
They,
signed
I
a
thought
deal,
they
but
fell
yeah,
out,
she.
didn't they fall out or something?
I'm gonna read Charlemagne book. Do he talk about he pro
Or then
he
again, like
rap?
you said, it was probably just we thought they fell out and he just had a
I think
non-disclosure or something.
he had a
They probably
non-disclosure.
fell out and signed a non-disclosure
I
because
know he had the
Wendy was on
non-disclosure because
drugs.
when she got off the radio, it was like her show ended. So he went someplace else. So I don't think it was like he got kicked off the show. She just ended, the show just ended, or for whatever reason they pulled her off. But yeah, he couldn't talk about it for a while. He couldn't talk about anything about her.
But
It was
yeah, so
interesting to see some of that. Like she had to non-compete where she couldn't where she couldn't was it like do any radio or something in was it in the state of New York?
I don't know. I just know that I used to listen to Wendy Williams. when I used to be at work and when I used to get in my mode, I used to listen to them. Her and Charlamagne in
Me too,
2007.
Bridget. Me too.
I used to listen to them. So but yeah, Wendy Williams was on them drugs. She used to do cocaine. And then when she got off cocaine, she moved to alcohol. So, and then she got diagnosed with Graves' disease. And then she had thyroid problems. And now they had talked about the lymphedema. I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong, lymphedema. But her feet has swole up so bad. Like they were swole up, and I'm sorry, I'm being real graphic. They were gray. So she was talking about she only had like 6% 6% movement in her feet. That's how bad her feet had swollen. So she had that going on. Now she also then she, oh that's also going on, and then her husband is her manager, and he's sleeping around with different women, well, with one woman in particular. And Wendy had
Baby,
fertility problems. She had fertility problems, but for she was also on drugs. So
and she also
she,
all that on the movie.
yeah, she was also on drugs. She talked about it in the documentary. She was on drugs, so she stopped. She used to do drugs like five times, the snort cocaine, whatever, 5 times a day or 5 times a week, whatever. I don't know, whatever. And then she stopped because she couldn't get pregnant. She couldn't hold on to her babies. And then when she stopped, that's when she got pregnant with Kevin. Kevin Jr. But anyway, yeah, man. Now she done drunk herself into dementia. In another word, aphasia or something like that. It's the same thing they say that her and Bruce Willis have.
Bruce Willis did.
But when you see Bruce Willis, he is surrounded by love. His family, like his Demi Moore and all his children, are around that man. And I want that same thing for Wendy. That's all I'm saying. She need to be around her family, man. Her family has not spoken to her. I don't know.
They spoke up on the thing though, didn't
Well,
they? They talk.
her niece did go see her. But then I think her niece was like, she didn't see her after. I don't know. I forget. Because it's like it happens in two different parts of the film. Like they had to stop filming because they had to send her away to a wellness center, quote unquote.
All right. And then that's when she found out he was having a no, he was having a baby while she was
Yeah.
away at the little rehab, little place.
And got another woman pregnant. But I mean, she
Yeah,
had
that was
knew already
crazy.
knew about the mistress. She already knew about that.
That was crazy. That man had a whole house. That's crazy. A whole house. Ten, what did they say? 10 miles from their house or something? That
Man.
he opened in the business account or something?
I mean, I
Crazy.
don't know about all that. I mean, that could have been what happened. I don't know, but
Well, I
she
well,
ended
that's well,
up.
that's what they said in the movie.
Oh, well,
Cause
she ended
she
up
actually went by
divorcing
the.
him. Yeah, she divorced him. So that was traumatic, And then she lost her mama. Another trauma done happened. And then she started drinking more. Then the pandemic happened. He's like, damn. So she already live a lonely life. She done divorced her husband. Her son done moved away. All these traumatic things keep happening. I'm telling y'all, COVID is a great multiplier. Like a lot of shit we gonna find out. But yeah, she almost died during that time. Like when they was doing during that COVID time, like 2021. And they had to do like three blood transfusions on her.
Yeah,
Sorry.
definitely had a very interesting life. I wouldn't never thought that it was that much. It was that many layers, put it that way. I would have never thought it was that many layers to her life. Like I said, I didn't keep up with Wendy Williams like that, but I was telling Bridget earlier, I was like, it kind of feel like I don't even want to say that. I don't even say that. It's just weird though, like how much exposure is being put on her, right now at this very moment. It's just, I don't know. It's weird. And it's sad.
Yeah. But yeah, she 59. But yeah, just part two of the documentary comes on. I think they're gonna talk more to her fam, like they talked to her son, her nephew, her brother, her dad. They didn't talk to the sister, Wendy's sister. So and that's when the sister was like, I ain't talked to her in forever, So, like, she just been just out of contact with them. And I was like,
And I
there ain't
wonder,
just no way to
and I
be.
wonder what that
She been
is.
out of contact with them because they won't let her drink. But go ahead. I'm sorry, big
Okay,
man.
now that's what I was gonna say. I wonder is that why she been out of contact? Is it because of the drug
Yeah, they won't
usage and
let her do
stuff
what she,
all of her
yeah.
life? She
They
probably
ain't
just kind
gonna.
of alienated herself from,
From
It's
her own
sad,
family.
man.
But when you talk
Sad.
to her, when they talk about her, like to me, When she brings up her family in the documentary, that's when she's the most emotional, and part of her dementia, like, it doesn't allow her to show emotion. It doesn't allow her to like, she just blurts out stuff. Like, she has no filter whatsoever. So, like, you can see all of that in the film. But yeah, man, I'm sure, like, when she brought up her family, like, you can tell, like, that's a trigger for her. Like, she automatically lashes out, or she cried. That's the only time where she cries or shows, like, emotion, when she talks about her son and she talks about her family. She was like, I miss my family. And it was like, that's what she need. She need to be around her folks, especially during this time. And
Well, it also sounds like she's burned a lot of bridges.
that
I
too.
mean, as far as people coming around, because it, it's interesting that she wants them around now, but you can't, like, it's hard for people to decide out the blue that they're gonna be around when they haven't been around this whole entire time.
But
So.
she did have contact with them, but because they won't let her do, because
What
she's
she wanna do.
now she they think, like, the her guardianship or the people around her is like, you can go see your family, but Wendy is like, well, they won't let me drink. You know what I'm saying? But they've seen her, she's been in contact with them, but now she's a different person. Like, she wants to see them, but they ain't gonna go for that bullshit, Wendy. They ain't gonna go for that bullshit, Wendy.
Exactly. They gonna tell you now.
No. Even her son was like, nope, don't let her drink. But it's just sad. I don't know. Like, she's built this wall up around herself. Now she's by herself. Man, that's a damn word, ain't
You said a
it?
word.
That was a word. She built it. She built this empire and kept these certain walls out. Now she really is by herself with people who don't care about her, who don't won't do right by her at all. So
Yeah.
it's that. It's also that aspect. You see people who are blatantly taking advantage of her. She a money
Yeah.
grab. But anyway, yeah, we can move to some light.
Look, I was just thinking, like, damn, this is kind of
Move to
depressing.
some light. I don't know what.
Like, that's heavy.
It's heavy. Right, we should have
She
started
said
with
on a
Wendy
commercial.
first.
When they say on a commercial, don't think it couldn't happen. If it could happen to me, it could happen to you.
Yeah. Well, also take care of yourselves, man. Damn.
Well,
For
I was talking to
real.
Bridget about earlier, like I was saying, I was like, because I started looking up the dementia thing, and it was saying also that it could happen from a stroke. And I was like, well, maybe she had a stroke when she fell out on TV. But they never really said,
Oh,
it
yeah.
happened
I
to
forgot
her.
that she had that incident on TV. You're right, they never did say what happened to her.
No, I think she probably did have a stroke, but I think, I mean, dementia is can be brought on by a stroke, but it can also be brought on by heavy drug use, heavy alcohol, cardiovascular disease, which is also linked to strokes, people. So, yeah, man, it's all kind of links. And if you don't have anybody who has dementia, I mean, it's just, I guess that's what was, I don't want to call it fascinating, but if I did not know what it was, that would have really bothered me. But now that I know and I can see, it's just like, it's a blank slate. I'm like, whoa, dementia really, it really changes a person. Changes a person. And I'm like, how long did it get to that point? Like, she only
Exactly, that was.
59.
Oh, I mean, I'll, yeah. I mean, you probably see signs of it coming on before then, but either people don't know what it
Absolutely.
is, or they just are not like paying attention to it and thinking about it being dementia.
Right. Exactly. So it was like, what did Kevin see? What did her nephew was there, lived with her for some time, but he was like, she was so disconnected. Like, he was like, she would come home, grab a bottle, and go to her room and drink, but she'll get her ass up and go to work in the morning. But it was just like, what did Kevin see? Like, man, it just, I don't know. It just
Sad
brings
story. It's
up a
just a
whole lot of
sad story.
questions for
It's just a
me.
sad story. Just a sad, sad story. And I feel for, anybody that go through something like that.
Real.
For her to be, I mean, the way she be so bubbly on TV, to where she is now, it's just like a big drop.
Yeah.
And they don't like it with this. Huh?
They had showed it was there were signs when she was working on her show that she would just blank out and not even be focused on the topic at hand. Like, whoa.
You mean on
On her
her talk show?
show.
On the talk show? Okay.
Say something about
Well.
it. So if you say something
Yeah.
later, I'm gonna find my phone.
But anyway, we can change the subject or we can wrap it up.
Do we have any other topics?
Thanks for
Oh, the cell
listening.
phone thing.
Oh,
Yeah,
we should have
the
started
cell.
with that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just looking at I was at work and I just saw a little article, I guess you could say, and they were saying how it was some solar flares or something from the sun, and it just so happened to be around the same time that AT&T was having all those issues. So my question was, what would we do with ourselves, like, if we no longer had cell phone usage, connectivity and stuff? I mean, how would we function? We so used to doing emails, using GPS and stuff on phones and stuff. What if all that just disappeared? Would we be in chaos?
I mean, you mean disappear forever?
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, just think about it. I mean, look, we don't need, look, think if you had to go back to get a landline again. Do you even remember all the numbers, your contacts, the phone numbers? We
Mama.
rely heavily on cell phones,
I
like
remember the numbers
really
I need to.
bad.
Yeah, I think I like. Oh man, I think I would be okay.
So you can
I
read a
think I
map.
would, yeah.
I know you
So would
can, but
y'all.
I'm just messing with you. But you know what? This new younger generation might not.
Man, it was so hilarious. My cousin, shout out to my cousin Janae. She had put it like as a Facebook post a long time ago. Not even a long time ago. It was like a couple of months ago. She was like, I don't even know how y'all would have found places without GPS. And we was just like, what? Like, what? Like, what? So crazy to me. Like, y'all really be fitting on GPS like that. And I don't. Like, I use it as a backup. Like, if I, you tell me a general area, I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, I know where. But I have. That's just me and my damn Magellan ass ways. I can find my way throughout Memphis pretty well. But I also had a job where I did home visitation, so I really had to know the city like that. And we had to print fucking MapQuest. So yeah, children, gather around. Yeah, we had to do
I
fucking
agree. I think we'll
MapQuest.
be okay because we lived
Yeah.
without it before. These kids, people now that's never lived without actually having a cell phone, They, I don't know
These
what
niggas
they were
would
doing.
melt
They
down.
wouldn't know. They wouldn't know what to do because they don't got social media. I mean, we even talked about letter writing, and they were just like, "Oh, yeah, people did write letters." Like, yeah, we got the postal service, so we're like, they would just be lost with everything.
And technology babies.
I
And
was so
technology babies.
frustrated one day. Maybe I told this story on here, but my son didn't know like where your address and stuff would go on an envelope. And I was like, why you don't know this stuff? I was so frustrated. And I was like,
They
oh,
might not even teach
they didn't teach them that. They ain't write
it.
no
I went.
damn letters.
It's sad. It's crazy. It's sad how. It's crazy how they just get away from a lot of stuff. Look, let me ask you this: does your son know his social security number?
I'm gonna be real with you. I don't even know my own son's social security number. Shit.
I
But
don't know it either,
so I
but.
guarantee he probably don't know his.
You know, that's something I've been thinking about. That's like, I got to start, drilling that into them. They need to know what their social security number is. Should they get, look, they about to be graduating soon. They need to know that.
But I don't think I knew my social security number till I went away to school. That when I had to know it. That's when I knew
Really?
it.
I knew that, and I knew my driver's license number.
Nah, I ain't know none of this stuff until I had to know it. I was like, oh, okay, now I'm having to remember this shit.
So do you know your driver's license number by heart?
Yeah.
Okay. This just feel like it's just certain things that you just gotta know.
Yeah,
I
you
mean,
will
we
have
got
to
their
know your
cars here.
social before you know your driver's license number, really.
I mean, we got their cards here, but they don't know they don't they need to know their number.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, child, I don't even know my own child's social security number.
Well, I don't look. I don't doubt it. That's a long number, 9 digits. Is it nine
Yeah.
digits?
Yes,
What digit is it?
sir.
Yeah, that's a lot of numbers to be remembered. It'd be different if like theirs was like right behind yours and just off by like 1 digit or something. But that's a lot.
That's too much. Like my mama know my stepdaddy's social security number. Like, nigga, I don't know my husband's social security number. Like, my mama's like, you don't know, no, ma'am, I do not. I know where I can find it though. I know where it's at.
Well, yeah.
Shit,
Well,
but.
the scientists and stuff say like the mind can only remember so many digits anyway. So that's a lot. Asking somebody to remember three, four different 9-digit numbers.
Yeah, bro. I think like after I got pregnant, and I'm not blaming this on pregnancy people, but yeah, after that, I stopped. Like my mind was like, shh, I stopped remembering folks' numbers. I stopped remembering. I stopped heavily depending on technology. Or something like that's just a part of my memory where I was like, I if I ain't gotta remember it, I'm not. But I still remember my grandmama's phone number and she been dead for 20, 30 years.
I remember that number. Oh, that's sad. I
Yeah.
feel bad because they had an easy number too.
Nah, I don't know why. I mean, I have a thing for I'm like Rain Man on shit. Like I remember numbers real quick. I remember how to find stuff real quick. I'm just Rain Man on it. I ain't saying that shit is normal or not. No, I don't know, but yeah, I still remember my grandmama's number to
My
this
grandmother's
day.
number. I remember my mom's home number. I remember my aunt's number. After those three, that's all. I don't remember anything else.
I
I
think
remember
he's.
my grandparents'
numbers. I remember it just came back to
Yeah,
me.
if you it, and it's muscle memory too, because you had to like tap it in on the phone, like do 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 do.
Nah, I just remember it just came to me all of a sudden. I remember, 'cause it wasn't a hard number to remember. Just ain't used it in a long time,
No, I ain't used my grandmama number in a long time, but I guess like if it's this emergency numbers that you had to remember, like in case your ass got lost, you better remember somebody's number. I'm like, I remember my own number, my house number, but I remember my grandmama number, that phone number, this phone number. Better remember somebody number. But yeah, man, kids, nah. That boy, he was so confused on that address. I was like, oh, okay. This is a learning lesson. Don't get frustrated. And I had to tell him, like, if you're sending mail, you put the address here.
I'm
Then
about
you
to try
put
that
your
on my kid.
return address up here. So in case the mail need to come back, they know where to send it back to. He was like,
That's crazy to me that they would not teach them that because people still mail stuff. That's weird to me how that I don't know who come up with these damn curriculums. I don't understand this shit.
I mean, think
Okay,
about it though. Like,
when
when
the
last time
did
you
you
mail
learn?
something? I was gonna say, who taught you how to send a letter? It wasn't in
I
school.
don't remember. I don't remember,
Exactly.
but
I'm
then
pretty
it's
sure
still one.
we
It's
don't
one of
send
them
no
things.
mail.
But then again, it's one of them things. It's pretty easy. Look, this where this go where they go. So
You
it
know
ain't like it's rocket science. So.
who I learned it from? I learned it from my cousin. And I remember this because this was the first time he was reading the newspaper when he was like 6. He used to read all the time. And
Really?
yeah, he did.
Newspaper
What's it
too.
called? You probably heard this story before, but Sesame Street was coming to town, and you could win free tickets if they picked it. If you colored the picture in the newspaper and they picked your picture, they'll send you free tickets. And so he took it out the newspaper. He knew what the address was, and my grandma helped him like label the actual envelope. So she got another new for both of us to do. And that's the only reason I think I know, because we had to send it off. But other than that, like, I mean, that's the
I'm
only
gonna
way
be
you
honest.
probably will learn if you're sending a letter off to somebody. But otherwise, I don't think anybody would know.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't remember how I learned it, but I be tripping though because some people still be like sending, still writing checks. I'm like, you write checks? You send checks out in the mail? Like, I ain't wrote a check in a decade, maybe. I was shocked. I'm like, that's still a thing? I
Hell yeah. My
don't
mama
even
still
have any
write
checks.
checks. I
I don't even have checks. I got a checking account, but I don't got any checks. I don't have any checks.
After they start charging for checks, I was like, nope. I have
Agree, fam.
y'all ass mail the check.
Right? Checkbook $8. Nah. How
No
you gonna
mail
charge me
paying.
to get the
I
check
used
to
to
pay
hate them.
you?
I don't know. I used to hate them anyway. Writing me crap. And then you have, the leftovers. I'm calling leftovers. The little blue stuff behind.
The
Like, man.
carbon
And then my
make
mom
sure
be
you
like, you gotta hold on to this. You gotta hold on. For what? Just never know. Mama be ha
gotta
having
hold
so much.
on to it so you can track that later for one, and
Well, I'm
then
talking about
two.
she be holding on it for like years. I be like,
Oh no,
man, look.
you gotta prove a point. Like, I know I wrote a check.
She might be having stuff from a decade ago. I'd be like, look, mama, if they ain't came to collect by then, I don't think they coming to collect. But you never know, though. You
Yeah,
never
man,
know.
we just wrote a check the other day. Shout out to
I'm
the
tripping.
IRS. Yep. But yeah, man, yes, it's kids. I'm telling y'all, we the bridge. Like, we the last straw. After this, these kids ain't gonna know nothing. And my cousin Janae is in her 13th women. She might be right at 30. Yeah, she was just like, how did y'all find y'all way around without GPS, child? I don't know where I be going. I'm just like, girl, what? You too old not to know. When
And
Memphis ain't that big.
I'm to this day, if it's a place I don't know, I'll just call. I'll be like, where y'all located? By like what major what they call it? Landmark or something. Yeah, we over here by McDonald's. Okay, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, I might Google it.
These kids ain't nah, they're gonna be like, I need my GPS.
No,
But
I
then
had
again, they
to
probably just ain't drove around. They ain't been around the city and stuff a lot either.
Nah,
Like, I
man, I
want to do
was
my.
paying attention at 4. Like, I would be able to tell my granddaddy exactly where to go home. That's how much I was paying attention.
But you
Like,
had
I
to pay
want.
attention too, though, right? Because, like, if you, like,
But
that's
at
the only
four
way
and
to learn,
five.
look, you had to learn how to get home. I
Well, but
guess
I'm
I
saying,
did,
but do
man.
you really, I'm saying, but do you really know how to get home at that age from anywhere? Or you just get, when you get closer to the house, you know where you're going.
I mean,
You
I'm
know,
pretty sure he can talk
I was just
specifically.
routine.
Now, I specifically told that man, this is how you need to. He was like, you know where you live? Because I know he had probably already talked to my mama, but you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, I know where to go. And then he was like, okay. And then I got in the car and I was like, you turn right here. And he'll keep on going. And then he was like, where else you gotta go? I'm like, turn right here.
Were
I
you
knew
coming from his
exactly where to
house?
go.
You
Huh?
were coming from his house?
I would come from my grandparents' house. I was like, I
Okay,
know
yeah,
exactly where
so
to
I
go.
knew my way home from my grandmother's house. Yes. I knew how to get home from there and be able to tell somebody where my house was, my grandma's house.
But see, we was
That's the
exceptional
truth.
children, that's all.
That
Y'all
was the thing
central
that you
babies.
had to. Like, what if something happened? What if somebody had to come pick you up who don't normally pick you up?
Yeah, man,
I mean, it
central
was
babies.
a lot that you had to think about.
Yeah, there was a lot to think about at 4 and 5. Like, Brand, I asked him the other day because me and Q had went somewhere and he had another parent drop him off. And I was like, you remember how to get back home? He was like, yeah, pretty much. I could tell him, but I was still able to tell him, get a parent our address or whatever. But he was like, by the time he got to a certain part of Memphis, he was like, oh, okay, I know where he met. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, boy, you better start paying attention because you're gonna be driving in a minute.
All right.
But he ain't
I
gonna pay no
wonder.
attention. He's gonna be putting it in that GPS.
Yeah, I wonder do Xavier know? Like Memphis is just the end is just a big circle.
I'm like, if you know Poplar, you know Winchester,
You know, Poplar, Winchester,
Shelby Drive,
for me it was Roundabout.
Jackson.
This was Hollywood. They had to know Hollywood to get back to my house. She was like, if you know
Quince,
Hollywood,
White Station, White
oh.
Station, Quince. Could that joint go all the way through? Well, do it. Well, it almost go all the way through White
Yeah,
Station.
it
I
take
mean,
you
not
to the
White
other
Station.
side of summer.
Yeah, White Station. Is that man? Is that White Station?
That's White Station, sir. White Station
Oh,
crosses
what's
across
the
summer.
other? Dang, Poplar. You got Poplar, then you got over there by the hospital.
You got this beat Walnut Grove.
Walnut Grove. That's what I'm thinking about. Walnut Grove.
That
But
man
that take
said
you
by
all
the
the way down
hospital,
to.
like we ain't got eight.
Right, he
But
said down
you know what? But you knew. See, we in Yeah, I
tune. See,
did.
I
You
ain't
said
gotta
by the
give you.
hospital, I had to get it right. I'm like, he said Quince, White Station. Yeah, Walnut Grove.
See people,
Yeah,
this
you
when you've
knew
been around people so long.
Baptist of Saint Francis.
See, when we've
Yeah,
been
that's.
around people so long, you know, we ain't gotta do 3, 4 tries. He got it on the first one. Did she hit me with the same thing she did last time? You know, we got like 8 hospitals.
She did say that the last time.
Huh?
Like,
She did that. She
the
did
hospital?
the
Like, which one? Like,
Which one is being?
is he the Methodist, St. Francis, or Baptist? Which one, though? Golly. And they all, like, pretty much right together, for real, for real. But yeah, man. But me working in home visitation helped a lot. Like, that's when I got to know like Frazier and like North Memphis and shit, sometimes Millington, and man, that helped me a lot. Because I was like, I'm gonna find my way home, my nigga. Like, give me to one central area. I'm like, oh, okay. Austin P run this way. I got you. I know exactly where I'm at. I'm good. Thank you. The expressway right up here. Keep going. Man, after I found out that Austin P go to Millington, that saved my life a month ago. I can't make it on 51. 51 is hell. Ooh. Something scary about that place. But if I go down Austin P to Millington, it's straight. I'm like, oh, this easy right here. Just come up the back way. Mia gone. I'm waiting on her to jump in because that's her neck of the woods.
Yeah, so that's not where I be at. I was like, when you said Austin Peay, I was like, okay, all right. Really know where she going? I mean, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know my way at all around Whitehaven until I started working out that way. Because I didn't go out there. So I can tell you, everywhere to get to North Memphis, everywhere to get around Poplar, University of Memphis Place, Raleigh, Bartlett, I can go all of those places, but Whitehaven and Westwood and East Memphis, they weren't, I didn't frequent out them places, out them parts.
I see. I used to live in Westwood for a hot second. And then we had family. I mean, if we lived in Westwood, you would drive to Whitehaven because that was just a hopping place because Southland Mall was right there.
Right. Yep.
Southland and Southbrook, baby. Don't forget about
Southland and
Southbrook.
Southbrook. Yep.
Southbrook had to move that. Don't forget about me.
I
Let me
ain't
forget
forget
about
because I
Southbrook.
went to go see Boys in the Hood at Southbrook. Play with me. But yep, and what's the record shop that used to be right there at Southbrook?
Uh, Pop
The
Tune.
tower? Pop Tunes. Pop
Pop
Tunes.
Tune. Up on that
Yep.
little hill.
Yep. So and then but we ended up moving and we moved to the Oak Haven area, which is like on the it's like near Whitehaven. It's like in between Whitehaven and what would now be like Kirby. Dang, I don't know what you want to call Kirby now, but Kirby the Hood now. But it was nice and pretty back then. Kirby
Tried to tell
is
you something.
the
You know
Hood
what?
now.
I told somebody, don't say that. I'm like, but it is.
It's the Hood now, bro.
That's part of Hickory
It,
Hood.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. We was right there on the cusp of Hickory Hill in Whitehaven. So that's where Oak Haven used to be at. So that's how I got to know Hickory Hill. Because we used to now folks is moving out that way. And there was a nice mall, and Mall of Memphis is out there. And that's where
It
we used to
was.
hang out. Yeah, my was. That was
About
Yeah,
I forgot how much about it.
at the ice skating rink
You
and
know what?
all
They
of
need to bring
that.
that back, man. They need to bring that back while they playing. They need to bring that back.
And they do
A mile back
they need
with the skating ring, with
I
the
went to the
ice skating
skate
ring.
mall.
Yeah. I don't know why they, well, it's probably the location. I don't know why they got rid of that anyway.
Yeah,
I
they
used to go to the movies
do.
there too. They had a movie there too.
Yeah, I used to that's where I used to spend my all day at the damn mall. And that's why I told Brand, I said, man, I went to see Bad Boys and Bad Boys One, the first one, and Friday on the same damn day. Cause I used to sneak into the movie theater at the damn
All right, just sneak in, come through the exit or something.
No, man, you just stay overtime. Like one movie over, you go to the
Ah,
bathroom.
okay.
You wait around and you sneak your
Yeah,
ass on
yeah,
over to
too.
the other
You just
theater.
walk over to the next one.
Catch the end of the middle of the movie. Then
So,
curl, huh?
then and we used to movie hop. Don't try this at home, kids. I don't know. They don't even have movie theaters. Well, when we went to see the Bob Marley movie. It was some teenagers there on a Friday
How
night,
was it?
but
Was it good?
the
Am I asking the
performances
wrong
were
person?
great,
Okay.
but it focuses on a certain section of his
Oh, not his
life.
whole life? I thought it was his whole life.
Nah, it starts in 1976. So it's like
Nope.
before he moves out of Jamaica and
Okay.
why he moves out of Jamaica and making that album. I'm telling y'all the whole
So,
joint. But
I
yeah,
mean,
that's what it is. So, but it was cool. I mean, it made him look like he was bigger than what he was. They didn't really focus on him having his extramarital affairs. Why he had all them goddamn kids at his house.
many kids does Bob
Ain't
Marley
talking
have?
about that high.
I mean,
He
what's
had,
a lot though? Like 10?
I won't know, like 10,
I
11.
know. I
He had a
know.
bunch of kids.
Don't he got a Z? He got Ziggy.
Yeah,
Do he got
Ziggy
a
was with
Bob
his.
Marley Jr.?
I don't know, child. I don't know all their names, but
Mm.
remember, he got a bunch of them. Rowan, that's Lauryn Hill, Baby Daddy. That's
Okay,
who
I'm
all
finna
her
say I thought.
cheering by. He had a lot of
Okay.
cheering. He had a lot of cheering. But yeah, it didn't go into that. It went into that a little bit, but not a lot. Yeah, so spoiler
Well, they
alert.
was more on the revolutionary side type of stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, you know.
Still
And
a good watch,
I
though.
needed his it needed subtitles because they was in the Jamaican patois for real, for real.
You know, they interviewed that dude on the Breakfast Club, and he was saying that he actually had to have people come in and kind of like translate some of the stuff because he the guy that played him is from Britain or somewhere, so he has an accent, and you would think it's kind of Jamaican how he sounded. He was like, "Nah," he's like Bob Marley accent is like on a whole nother. His dialect, his dialogue is like totally different, and he's
I
like,
mean,
"If it's
he
gonna be."
probably sound like Miss Millie, the lady I used to
And
live with.
he was like, you know, to really make it seem real authentic, he really needed to have people come in and tell him, you know, what was he saying? Because I guess he had his own kind of language in a sense.
It would have helped me a lot if I could make out most of what they were saying and what the gist of it was, but it was one particular scene where I was like, ooh, at least I know the story a little bit to kind of piece together what they saying, because her and Lashana Lynch and him were, woo, that scene right there, they were thick in it. That was a great scene. Because that Jamaican patois was thick as a motherfucker. Not only because of that, but their whole like giving to this thing, like it was great. But yeah, it was just okay for me. But I'm glad I'd had watched the documentary, because that would have been a big letdown if you didn't know that already.
Oh, so yeah, I'm gonna go see you. Regardless of background information, I'm gonna go see you eventually. So
Maybe.
hopefully I enjoy it. But if it's anything like you
Sometimes
saying, I might not like it without having some subtitles or
you,
something.
yeah. Ooh,
Some
ooh.
subtitles.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch it with the subtitles. Maybe I will enjoy it more because I know what to expect with the movie now. But
We're good.
being in Lashana killed it. Like, they were excellent.
And
But the Yeah, the storyline, I was like, y'all ain't too.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that though. Go
We
see
can't
that.
hear you, Mia, because it sound like you was in a blender. I don't know if you was not connected to your phone, or you didn't have your earplugs connected to your thing anymore. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, we can wrap it up now. But yeah, the kids ain't gonna know about GPS. Ain't gonna know. They not gonna know. All right, we will. I guess we'll be back in another 2 weeks. We hopefully never know with us.
Right, I was actually just way too far away from my phone.
Oh, because I what did you say?
It wasn't even to you guys. That was the bad part.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we're gonna wrap this thing up and we'll holler at
Okay.
y'all.
Well, all righty.